Welcome to Aphrodite Audio.
Hey, darling. I missed you. 10 hours is way too long for you to be at the office. Especially when I have not been able to get you out of my mind all day. Come here. No apologizing. I know that it needs to be done, and I would never ask you to stop working unless you wanted to. I guess I just like to complain sometimes is all. It's just so hard for me to tear myself away from you. But I know that you work hard, and I'm very proud of you. Now, come over here and let me rub your shoulders. There we go. Just try and relax. All right, stiff right here, honey. All right, take a deep breath. Yeah, let's try that again. I'll work on your shoulders. Deep breath in, hold. Oh, good. That helped just a little. But you're still really tense, though. So, did you have a rough day at work? Really? They were doing that to you again, ignoring you? I swear, they don't even think about how rude that is. I've got half a mind to... Well, wait, are you okay with me getting angry on your behalf? Or did you want to rant yourself? What? Nah, don't worry. I'm not going to offer solutions. That's why I never listed it as an option. Because I know that solutions are not what you want to hear right now. And, two, me offering solutions would imply that I think I know more about the situation than you do, which I don't. I do know that structural discrimination is often unfixable at the micro level, though, and therefore sometimes ranting is much more productive than problem solving. So, am I supposed to be angry or not? Oh, excellent. Okay, so your colleagues act like 12-year-olds. Who think that they'll get cooties if they touch you. Seriously, no grown-ass man should be that afraid of vaginas. How hard can it possibly be for them to have a basic conversation with you about the very thing that you all work on each day? Yeah, I know, they don't realize that they exclude you. But honestly, that just makes the problem worse. They don't even see the fact that they don't talk to you as a problem. They don't ever stop to think, gee, must be hard for her being the only woman in this office. I wonder if she minds being excluded from every major decision our department has made. And no, it's not on you to self-advocate when everybody else in your workplace seems to lack basic human empathy and respect. I know that if the roles were reversed, you'd notice and try to include people. It's not too much to ask for them to do the same thing. Besides, I know that if you bring it up, then they'll just assume you're overly sensitive and dismiss whatever you say. Or worse, they think you're on your period. And of course, if you tell them that it's sexist to make assumptions like that, they'll again attribute your justifiable anger to you being on your period. Isn't it wonderful how the whole fucking system only serves to silence you while further reinforcing their mistaken ideologies? And isn't it fucking fantastic that they're all completely unaware that you even experience this or any other problems you face from working in a male-dominated field? You've had to deal with so many memos that outlined the dress code exclusively designed for men's clothing. You've had so many supervisors treat you like a silly little girl who didn't know what she was doing, even though you have 3 freaking advanced degrees. You still have to walk across the hall to use the bathroom 3 times a day, because somehow your department doesn't have a woman's bathroom in 2020. Ugh. I'm amazed that you put up with all this with such a positive attitude. I don't think I could. It's part of why I love you. Yeah, I know how strong you are, but it's not right for you to have to go through all of this. I just wish there was something more I could do. Yeah, I know that I listen, and I'm glad you appreciate that, but that never seems like enough. I just kind of want to burn the entire building down. Oh, don't give me that look. I know you've thought about it too. And I promise I won't actually do it, even though it's tempting. I'm not going to lie. Besides, I have other options. How about I march down to your office and scream at everybody else for being dicks? Just like my drill sergeant used to do to me. What? Too extreme? Honestly, it's not, and I'd be happy to do it. But I'm not sure they would appreciate it or listen anyway. What if I only torched part of the building? Yeah, it's arson, but sort of justified arson, if you know what I mean. Okay. I promise I'll be more like you and be good. I won't threaten to hurt your employer or damage his car, even though he deserves it. What? You think so too? And you've had a hard week at work, so if you won't let me commit a crime or two, at least let me spoil you for a bit. 'Cause you deserve it. And because you are worth it. So, just lay back. Rest your head against me. Put that uphill battle that you may have to fight out of your head for tonight. With me, everything can be easy and safe. And fun. What if I kiss over here? You like that? How does that sound? Do you want to relax with me tonight? Oh, I'm so glad you do.